Trumas Berches Mishneches. Chavis shall Truma Shanolar Bas Feik Tuma. Chavis of Truma, a barrel of Truma that had a Safik Tuma in it. The Rash learns that we're dealing, and the Rav says this too, that we're dealing specifically with two barrels, and the Sheretz touched one of the barrel, and we're not sure which one it touched that it made Tameh. Because if we're dealing with one barrel, and let's say, for example, it's in Rishus Hayachid, so we know that a Suffolk Tumah Rishus Hayachid, Sfeiko is Tameh. It's not even a Suffolk anymore. It's learned out from Sota that it's a Din. Suffolk Tumah Rishus Hayachid, Sfeiko is Tameh. And the other way, Suffolk Tumah Rishus Harabim, Sfeiko is Tahar. But like the Taisi Sentiv explains, if let's say we're dealing in Rishus Hayachid, and you want to say this Din of Sota that, oh, it's a Suffolk Tumah Rishus Hayachid, Sfeiko is Tameh, when there's two of them, that can't be because the Sheretz only touched one. And we know for sure, Memanavshach, one of them is Tahar. So the din of the Sota that we learn out, that Safik Tumah, Bershus HaYochid, Sveiko Tameh, it doesn't apply when there's actually a case of two, and only one of them can be Tameh or Tahar. Because like the Taisi Sentiv explains, we learn out from Sota only something that could be like that. But a case, like over here, where you can't say they both could be Tameh, because one of them's Tahar, there we wouldn't say they're both Tameh. So Lamaisa, we have this truma that has a suffik tuma. So we're not sure. Rabbi Eliezer Oimerim Haisa Munachas Bimkaim Torpa. Yanichana Bimakum Hamutzna. If this barrel was placed in a place like of Hefker, and it was going to be lost there. So Yanichen Bimakum Hamutzna. So now you have a responsibility, according to Rabbi Eliezer, to be more careful with it, to still watch it and guard it and put it in a safer place. Like the Rav explains, because you're muzer al shmirasa, you have to be shomer this, just like other truma. Even though there's a suffix to this truma, so you have a suffix truma, that it could already be tameh, even though it's a suffix whether it's tameh or not, on a suffix truma that's tameh, you still have to guard it from becoming vadai tameh. And it's learned from a drasha, mishmeres trumosi, and like the Taisi Sentiv says, there's a machlekes we know in Shas, whether yesh aim le mikra, yesh aim le masaris, when you have something like, for in this case, if you would have a vav, when you have a cholam, an o, and if it would be written the way it sounds, which is aim la mikra is the way it's read, the way it sounds, then you would have the vav. That's how Rabbi Eliezer learns. And if you have the vav in the word trumoisai, so it's plural, and it's talking about two trumois, one that you have to watch truma tahira, and also the second. The plural is the second watching. You also have to watch not just truma that's tahar, but truma tluya, which means a suffik tuma. Vim haisa magula, the Mishnah says, and if it's open, Rabbi Eliezer says, yichasani, you should cover it. This, the Tiferes Yisrael explains, is because of mayim magulim, that a nachash shouldn't drink it. I'm not sure how that would help anyway, because adarabba, if there's a chashash that it was open and a nachash already drank it, it could be it's even worse to cover it, because people now, you're encouraging them to drink it once you cover it. Anyway, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Im Haisim Unachas B'makom Mutzna Yanicher B'makom Torpa. First, the Rav explains, Rabbi Yeshua holds, Yesh Eim L'Masairas, the way that it's written. Trumoisai is without a Vav. And since it's without a Vav, the Torah is not talking about watching something that's a Suffolk. The Trumoisai, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is Dafka something that's Vaday Tar. But if something is a Suffolk, that the Truma is Tameh, there you don't have a mitzvah to watch it anymore. And if it's covered, adarabba, you should open it. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't eat it because maybe it's tameh. But you also can't just get rid of it because maybe it's tahar. And it's usher to waste it, if it's truma tahira. So what do? You're supposed to open it up, that it should become tameh, and be fitting to spill out. That's what Rashi says. Taisi Sentiv brings this Rashi in Bechairis. The interesting thing is that Rashi says when you open it up and reveal it, you'll do it in a way that it becomes tameh. Rashi does not say that when you open it up and reveal it, it'll become my megulim and you'll have to get rid of it anyway. And even the lashon of Rashi is v'tizalef. Ziluf, which is pouring it, sounds like a lashon that, you know, you're pouring it for your own benefit. We said by my megulim, you're not allowed to do ziluf. You have to totally get rid of it. So Mishnah Shina asked this kasha. But it sounds like, according to Rashi, not like the Tiferes Yisrael, that there's no problem of Mayim Megulim here. This whole Gilui in this Mishnah has nothing to do with Mayim Megulim. It has to do with opening it up and covering that it shouldn't become Tameh. Even Rashi's Lashon is that it shouldn't become Tameh. Maybe it's in a place that there was no Nechoshim. I'm not sure. And finally, Rabbi Gamliel Oimer Al Yechadish Badaver. So Rabbi Gamliel says, according to the Rav, that you don't have to watch it, but it's also usher to be Goyrim Tumah, to cause it to become Tameh, by like what Rabbi Yeshua said, to leave it out. Therefore, you shouldn't do anything. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel.